So the obvious, you circle this one on the calendar, or is this nothing special, just another game?
Nothing special, just another game. You know, I think for us, you know, nothing is, you know, I don't think about this for myself. For us as a defense, for us as a team, you know, like I said before, and I continue to say, we should be pissed off, and we are pissed off about the way we've played, the things that we've put on film. We own it. We are going to fix it. And I think, you know, it starts with the preparation throughout the week. You know, this thing is going to change.
Bernard, how do you move forward without Ray Lewis and Lardarius Webb? You have to do it. What's the mindset?
This is the game. This game. You know, injuries are going to happen. We cannot help who they happen to. Guys are going to get dinged up. Guys are going to get beat up. Guys are going to be lost for the season. You know, it just so happened that we lost two great players on Sunday. Next man up. It's been like that, you know, all year. We've been playing with a lot of guys. Like I continue to tell people, you know, we are gelling as a defense. We're still continuing to gel. But I think, you know, it's to a point now where, you know, we have to take a stand. We have to take a stand. 2 weeks in a row, 200 freaking yards rushing. We got to take a stand in what we do. We got to walk out there with pride. We got to play pissed off. We got to. It's a must. The next man up, you know, like I said, these guys are going to step into this thing. You know, and I think for us, man, we gotta support our offense and our special teams. You know, getting the ball back to them. We cannot continue to ask our offense to go out there and put together these 35, 40-point games. We can't continue to do that because it's one-sided. We're not helping.
Bernard, we heard the last couple of days and last week about giving up the yardage, and they brought up Dean Pease and all this, and I know you're a big aggravate saying it's the player, it's not the
Don't
coach.
Blame the coach. Don't blame the coach because coach don't play. Dean has made great calls. It's about us going out and executing. We have not executed. You know, we are tough physical. Nobody can question, you know, the abilities that we have. We get pressure in the backfield. We had guys in the backfield. You know, numerous times we just did not tackle. We did not execute. So I think for us, man, we like I said, we take that personal. The coaches have done a great job. They're here all day, every day, planning, putting things together for us to go out there and get the job done. But it's on us to execute, man. They can't press a button to make us wrap up and tackle. You know, that's on. We are pros. We have to go out there and play like it.
Hey, Bernard. And now comes Aaron Foster in the zone stretch. How much is this just one of the more effective plays in football? And what makes him so difficult to bring down as a competitor?
Well, you know what? We can't talk about anything being difficult to bring anybody down because we have not brought, you know, Dallas came in with four or five running backs and we ain't bringing out one of them down. So we know and understand what we're going against. Sunday, Aaron is a great back. This scheme is powerful. It's explosive. But that's fine. We are powerful and we're explosive too. Like I said, we're putting things together. We have to focus. We have to focus on what we're doing, and we just got to go tackle.
Talk about penetrating, I guess, and the key after that is break down into a football position and do something.
It's just about being focused. It's about being focused and executing. You know, like I said, you can't question, you know, just our toughness. You can't question, are we playing fast? Because we're playing fast. We're just not executing when we get to the player with the ball. Numerous times you guys seen we miss tackles, and I start with myself. Like I continue to say after the game, I pride myself on tackling, and I did not do a good job of that. You know, and you know, like I said, you know, this is we have a team that is, you know, we take that, you know, we own it. That's on film. That's us. 2 weeks in a row. You know, so we got to put a stop to it.
Watch it. Was there some bunching up where pursuit angles, everybody sort of running in the same area instead of, you know, maybe almost like a cover at kickoff?
It's just not executing on the tackle. You know, we had one play where, you know, the running back stiff armed one guy, then he stiff armed another guy and ran for a touchdown. And the other guy was me. We got to get guys on the ground. We have to get them on the ground.
Bernard, do you deal with Jacoby in practice? How would you describe his speed?
Jacoby's very fast, as you guys see. He's very fast. So, you know, we know and understand we have burners in him. We have burners in Torrey. We have burners in Deontay. We have burners in Anquan. You know, our tight ends are great. You know, all of our weapons we have on offense can run. And I think, you know, it's actually pretty neat to see these guys together. Talking with Joe, him talking about his weapons. These are his weapons. This is what he has to work with, and he's having a blast.
Ray Lewis is a living legend, but I don't think everyone in the country knows what a player Ladarius Webb is. Can you explain to any football fan what that loss means to this football team.
Well, it's tough. Anytime you have a player go down, you know, obviously you guys know Ray. Like you said, he's a legend. Ladarius has worked his tail off. He has worked his tail off to get what he's gotten. He is a player. You know, the dudes enjoy. He loves the game. Having said that, you know, this game is very tough, very physical. And the injuries, you know, when you go out there, anybody's, you know, nobody's, you know, exempt. Everybody is open to an injury at any time. Like I said, it sucks that it happened to two of our great players. It's a tough loss having Ladarius out, and it's a tough loss having Ray out. You know, but like I said, it's the next man up. We can't continue to go back and forth about the injuries because it's not going to heal his ACL or his tricep. So the next man up, and we're going to go play.
That's it, guys.